Speaking of great trips as a kid, you don't have to go too far to really wow. Well, kids, adults, everyone. The Galloping Ghost Arcade is just incredible. I haven't been in years, I hate to admit, but I've got a couple friends that go up every single year. They make a whole trip out of it. And the guy behind it, Doc Mack, joins us right now, the owner and the founder. It's in Brookfield. And Doc, you have hit the magic here. Thanks for joining us on WGN.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I've been there and I was blown away. I had no idea it was the largest video arcade in the U.S. How many machines do you have there now?
We're actually the largest in the world now. We're at 1,090. Every Monday we add a new game. So if you've not been out in a while, there's going to be hundreds more if it's been a couple of years.
How did you get this started, Doc?
So I opened up Galloping Ghost Productions, which back in 1994, which we make video games. And the arcade happened in 2010. Just kind of as a proof of concept to show people that arcades were still a viable place that people would want to go, because so many were closing, and it was really just, I thought they hadn't really evolved and done anything different. And when we came up with the free play model, it really changed everything. It made it, instead of more of a place to go and spend the afternoon, instead of once you run out of money, you go home.
Yeah, and it makes sense what you're saying, but just explain it for people, because I was blown away and so excited when I went. I think it was like $25, and I got to play the whole day, right?
Yeah, it's a free play arcade. Everything's set to free play, so you pay $25 to get in. You can show up at 11 in the morning and play on the weekends. We're there till Saturday, or Friday and Saturday, we're there till 2 in the morning. So you can leave, go get lunch, come back, just show your receipt, and just get right back into it and keep playing.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'm sure not everyone does that, but I'm sure you get a few people every now and then that really make a whole day of it. And, boy, I bet you welcome it. It's not only a destination for locals, but as I mentioned, I got this couple of friends that come up from Champaign every year. They're always excited to go. But I bet people come from far and wide.
They really do. It's very much the destination. A lot of, like, classic arcades always expect to just walk in traffic. And you can look in our parking lot and you'll see license plates from all over the U.S. And just going up and down the aisles, you'll hear, like, we get people in from the U.K. and Germany, Australia, Japan, just because so many of these games, we're the only arcade in the world that actually has them on real hardware. So people, they plan their whole vacations around it. We've had people plan their honeymoons around it. People have gotten married there. It's as the generation that was playing arcade so much, it really has become like the family attraction, because the parents are showing the kids all the games that they played growing up.
We're chatting with Doc Mack, by the way, if you're just joining us, owner and founder of Galloping Ghost, the largest video arcade in the world, as we now know, in Brookfield, Illinois, of course, which is great. Where do you find the games themselves, Doc? Are you sourcing them out all over the place?
Yeah, when we first started, we picked up 114 machines out in Denison, Iowa, and we found another 87 out in Tennessee, and now we get them from all over the world. We bring a lot of rare boards of games that were only released in Japan, and we build cabinets for the boards. But now the collector scene has been so helpful to us, and so many of the industry people, too. They've been so generous with sharing just the super rare games and unreleased prototypes and one-of-ones, and they want to have them at a place where people can actually play them, so they end up here.
Do you have someone on staff, or a couple people, or maybe yourself, who's a good tinkerer and can fix some of the software, fix the hardware of it all? Because I imagine that there's not a ton of, I don't know, you tell me, replacement parts for some of these games and the know-how on how to fix them?
It's very much becoming a lost art. Myself, I've got one master tech that I work with, and he's been doing it for 50 years. His name's Doug Fox, and just so amazing to work alongside him. But really, a lot of the other legs of what Galloping Ghost is what make it work, just because we've got a Galloping Ghost garage where It's a mechanic shop, but we can take all of our stuff down there. If we need parts welded, we can do it down there. We've got a printing company, Galloping Ghost Reproduction, so we can do reproduction artwork. And a lot of the engineering side, we were able to reproduce a lot of the components in-house, which really makes it all possible.
Yeah, we only got a minute left. We haven't gotten to the pinball building, which I hear is incredible. And future plans for expansion, I'm sure, are right because people love this place.
Yeah, it's always a goal. Usually the second we finish one expansion, we're right on to the next. A pinball, we've got 48 machines down there, and definitely we want to keep growing both sides of it.
Okay, so do you guys have like food and drink on the premise, or do you just recommend going to local places nearby and they can bring it in? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, we encourage players, like, we don't really have much outside of just snacks and sodas and stuff in the arcade. But Brookfield has so many amazing restaurants and places to eat within the town that we encourage them to go there and then come on back. Like, there's tons of great restaurants on Ogden, so...
Yeah, it's a great spot. I'm glad I've been there, and so many people recommend it. Doc, I really appreciate your time. Galloping Ghost, I mean, you're on Ogden, right around what, Chicago-ish area?
Yeah, it's about 15, 20 minutes out of the city.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, we appreciate your time today, and keep up the good work, and hope you'll pop on again when you expand to another location or keep on growing, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Galloping Ghost in Brookfield, Illinois.